From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. Coming up, we'll learn more about climate change and how it has impacted Lake Michigan in Chicago. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The state of Illinois has launched a marketing campaign that encourages people to start a career in manufacturing. It's called Make It in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker says manufacturing has expanded and made a comeback in Illinois over the last decade. He says the campaign will help find skilled workers to fill a growing number of job openings.
If Illinois builds and invests correctly, we can solidify our status as a global manufacturing hub while laying a sustainable foundation for generations to come.
The state is spending $5 million on the Make It in Illinois campaign. That includes money for billboards, social media ads, and direct engagement with colleges and community organizations statewide. As of this week, nearly 30 million student loan borrowers across the country could once again incur late fees, which could be reported to credit agencies. Last fall, the Education Department extended some of its COVID-19 student loan pause protections, but now students are faced with the repercussions of any missed or late payments. University of Illinois at Chicago's Rich Hayes says the changes are unfavorable for those working to make ends meet.
We have a lot of people who are living in survival. And when you're living in survival, the last thing you want to do is worry about a student loan. Now that we're getting back into that norm of this is what's going to happen to your credit, this is what's going to happen to your account, it's this funny thing that they say being poor costs more.
Credit bureaus will now be told if payments are 90 days late, and after 270 days of not making payments, a borrower can go into default and face collections. Around 50 students gathered in the Illini Union to watch this election cycle's first and only vice presidential debate last night. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz took part in a nearly two-hour discussion presented by CBS News. Some students, like freshman Callan Skyer, says the debate felt better composed than last month's presidential debate.
I thought it was a pretty good debate. It was better than the Trump and Harris debate. It just felt more cordial, I guess. They made more solid points.
But freshman Rory Rudden was not satisfied with some of the candidates' answers.
I was a little bit disappointed for both candidates on their stances on domestic energy and immigration. I think that they were too much trying to play both sides, and I think that they could have really firmed their stances a little bit more.
Early voting in Illinois began on September 26th. If you haven't voted yet, you can check out local candidates and fill out a sample ballot at ipmnewsroom.org. Look for the Your Voice, Your Vote 2024 election guide on the homepage. Election day is November 5th. The Republican challenging incumbent Democrat Nikki Budzinski for Illinois' 13th District U.S. House seat isn't letting a fundraising disadvantage slow him down. Will Bauer has more from Joshua Lloyd's appearance on St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking.
The 27-year-old Verdun native is making his first entry into politics in the state's 13th Congressional District. While the district could be winnable for a Republican, electoral experts have it rated as a safe or solid Democratic seat this year. One of the factors in those calculations is fundraising. Lloyd has raised $26,000 compared to Budzinski's $3.3 million. Lloyd says he's not concerned with finances.
Because I'm actually out there talking with individuals. And this is not necessarily a money game, right? People always say it's about the money. No, it's about being analytical, understanding where to put your effort.
Voters from the Metro East to Springfield and Urbana-Champaign will make their choice this fall. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Still to come, we'll learn more about climate change and how it has impacted Lake Michigan in Chicago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 72 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 46 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 77 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 52 degrees, a southeast wind 5 miles per hour, and for Friday, sunny with a high of 78 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we're talking about the CBS vice presidential debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. What did you think? Who won? And will it make a difference? I'm Brian Mackey. Leave a voicemail at 217-321-21. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on The 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Beach season is over, or is it? Lake Michigan had one of its hottest summers on record, and as climate change drives warmer temperatures throughout the region, Chicagoans took full advantage of it. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco headed out to the lake and came back with this story.
Just south of Belmont Harbor, the concrete ledges are crowded with towels and groups of friends. They're making the most of the summer weather in September. That's what Olu Demurin and their four friends are doing. Demurin is in Chicago for a wedding, and today is the first time they've ever jumped into Lake Michigan.
I was worried about it being cold, and I feel like I was preparing myself for like cold water, and this was like immediately it felt very nice.
The water Demurin and friends jumped into was about 71 degrees Fahrenheit. The weather was dreamy too, mid-80s and clear blue skies. Annalise Ripberg watches from the shore as their friends splash around, and they can't help but notice the giant climate change-shaped elephant in the room.
Obviously, this weather is deeply abnormal, and while it's fun to be out here, it's also unsettling.
The Great Lakes are heating up. In fact, they're among the fastest warming lakes anywhere. That's according to the federal government's fifth national climate assessment. Andrea Vanderwood is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
On average, right now, and for the past few years, we've been above the norm and above the trend.
Their data for 2024 shows that for almost every day this year, the surface of Lake Michigan has been warmer than the average of every previous year on record. What's more, on the first of the year, Lake Michigan averaged about 42 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the hottest the lake has ever been at the beginning of the year since scientists started keeping track. And as heat-trapping greenhouse gases continue to accumulate in the atmosphere, the region is projected to continue growing warmer and wetter.
Winter is vanishing from the Great Lakes.
That's Drew Grunwald. He's a professor of environmental sciences at the University of Michigan.
Winters are, in fact, getting warmer and warmer, both in the lakes and in the air and the land around us.
That will mean changes year-round. Take ice cover. On the whole, there's less and less of it on the lakes.
This past ice year was one of the lowest ever. There were actually, much of that time period, it was at record lows. That is really the sort of the shade of things to come.
The ice that formed on the Great Lakes this year peaked at 16%. That makes 2024 the fourth lowest year for ice cover, according to data from NOAA. Ezra Sawyer is drying off from her dip in the lake. She says that as far as she remembers, Lake Michigan has always been consistently inconsistent.
It's weird to be swimming here this late, but it's also just like the lake is kind of a constantly changing thing. It's not like a static object that is just here. It's constantly different. It's always something different, you know?
She's right. But despite the natural variability in the region, the warming water and lack of ice are part of a global shift towards a warming climate. That won't just mean longer beach seasons on Chicago's lakefront, it'll mean a longer commercial shipping season, changing migratory patterns for fish, and more intense storms. And here, on Chicago's lakefront, that will translate to even more erosion and smaller beaches. But in the meantime,
now that I have you guys out of the lake, really quickly, how was it in there?
Delicious.
Incredible.
Beautiful?
Yeah, really warm.
Even if they don't see another 85-degree day in Chicago again this year, they say they'll probably keep jumping anyway, at least for a little while. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
This coverage is made possible through a partnership between WBEZ and GRIST, a nonprofit independent media organization dedicated to telling stories of climate solutions and a just future. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Stegman, David Pierce, Will Bauer, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.